January 9, 2023, it's the Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
for Pedro show. Happy Monday. Started off with John Coltrane, Philadelphia, September 18th, 1964. This is part one, Love Supreme. It's called Resolution. He only did the whole thing in its entirety once live at Teb in France. This is a pretty wild version. And then we had Bill Nace from his brand new record. And this is just titled Intro, right? This part of it. And yeah. You probably could hear I Am Not Man Alone because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. We got brother Bill Nace.
Hey, what's up, Watt?
Yep, and he's fit and working again. And he's back on the Watt Pedro show with a brand new record on Drag City Records.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. So tell us about this record.
So after the first one, which was called Both, I had worked with Cooper Crean on that. He recorded it and helped me produce it. And we both kind of felt like there was like more there to dig into and wanted to work together again. So kind of had that in the back of our head. We had something scheduled, and it was like this whole three things in a row that just made it very clear it wasn't the right timing. I was supposed to go to Chicago, and this big winter storm hit, and then the pipes froze in the studio we were supposed to record, and then I got COVID for, like, a month. So it was in the air, but it turned into this whole thing of trying to, like, get together and all. And then he just came out to Philly with, like, a kind of roving, you know, recording studio. So we recorded it in my practice space, and then we set up in my house and mixed it in my house. So it was, like, I think about nine to 10 days altogether. We worked from, like, midnight to, like, kind of 12 to 12 every day for, like, 9 days. So it was kind of boot camp style. And then so some of it was stuff that I had done some tapes over pandemic. Some of it was, like, some ideas that I was working with on there, and some was just things that I kind of made on the spot.
So the plan was for it to be a Chicago record, but it ended up a Philadelphia record.
Yes.
And, what's the title mean?
I like title, you know, Both is the same way. I mean, I like titles where people can bring a lot of their own perspective to it, and it means whatever they think it means. But, you know, definitely I was thinking about how it felt when pandemic started, and then, you know, lockdown. I was just kind of in my, like, we all were just in our houses forever, and I was just thinking of, you know, how changed I felt, I guess, after those, you know, year or two. So it was kind of about that. I mean, I think you could go deeper with it if you wanted, but that just as like a kind of surface reading of it, that was definitely it. You know, like the kind of, yeah, just me in one space changing slowly over time.
Right, but also in a way a part two of Both?
Yeah, in a way, yeah, for sure. I think there's some similar approach, similar way of like mixing and kind of, you know, Both started more with like live guitar, so more trying to just get, you know, a traditional recording style of like just try to get a good performance of what I would do at a show, and then after that was kind of like mixed and produced a little and kind of twisted, whereas this I kind of wanted to pick up where that one left off. So, you know, some of the tracks in there are just live and it is that approach, and others are like, here's the sound I want, I'm just going to make that on the spot, and it wasn't as much about a live performance per se. So it kind of goes back and forth.
Now, the room you're talking to me from now, is that the room you recorded in?
It's the room that we mixed in. We recorded at, I have a practice space down the street in this school building, yeah. But we mixed it in this room, yeah.
And what's that room like? Is it little? Is it big? Is it bouncy? Live? Or is it dead?
The one we recorded in was it's in the basement of a school building. So it's pretty live, but we have a lot of rugs in there. It's a really good sound. And then where we mixed is just my kind of living room, you know, I wouldn't really call it a dining room, but it's a living room kind of kitchen combo. It's not super small, but it's like cozy. So
yeah, but we're kind of hearing the ambient right now with you talking in the background. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to play this. Number two, right? Less Echoes, Peace for Tuba.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro show, that chunk of music, it started off Bill Nace's new, what do they call that, joint?
Yeah.
We see here in Pedro Leño.
Yeah.
So anyway, Las Echos, Peace for a Tuba. And then we had Wolf Eyes. He's got a new trip, right, where he's collabing with people.
Oh, okay.
But I think this one here, it's him by himself. It's called Phone Intro.
Oh, so it's just John and Nate?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's just Nate. I don't know exactly. But it said Wolf Eyes. But the other ones all had some, like, kind of collab person. So it's a collection of collabs. Yeah, it's a trippy record.
Oh, great.
On Disciples. Just came out, yeah.
Oh, killer.
And then Argo with Diesel. This is out of Barcelona. Hermano Milo, the group. And then the third track, Bill Nace's new album, this is called Boil First. So, is the record meant to be played? Is it a collection of tunes, or is it like a big piece? Is it sequential, you know, a narrative?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the last two, I always think of them as definitely connected. So there's like, you know, it's weird sometimes when you, with these kind of records where it's not really a single, but they pre-release like a song off it. And
well, I saw on YouTube.com, there's a couple official videos.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always, I understand why, but I think with these kind of records, that some of them really function all together. So there's some tracks on there that are really short, but they're meant to be kind of heard in context with the other ones. So, you know, I think this one's a bit of both, but I definitely think of it as like a kind of, they're all unfolding together and in relation to each other.
I remember this Jethro Tull 8-track I had that came in a newspaper, like called Thick as a Brick. And so the things on the radio would always be excerpt.
Right,
it was
right.
Like one big fucking enchilada.
I found this record and I wasn't sure what it was, so I wrote Byron, and it's a John Coltrane jukebox. So it's a 7-inch, but it was a jukebox record, but for Ascension.
Which oh yeah, so, I seen that in Little Hole, right?
Yeah, it's so mind blowing that they like picked out like excerpts from Ascension. It's just so insane.
I know, it's Ascension 1 or 2.
One.
Because, one. Because I know with Ohm, they put out, right, one version, and then he didn't like it so much, so put out the other one, and they don't really let you know. It's, of course, right. Byron Coley would know this kind of stuff.
Well, he knew what it was, but he was like, damn it, I don't have that one, fucker.
Yeah, but, you know, Raymond Pettibone did. I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it. You know, it's two sides, and it might be 33 and a third. It might be extended play because it wasn't a big hole like a regular jukebox one.
Right. What a weird one for a jukebox.
Yeah.
So bizarre. I mean, amazing, but so I want to go to the bar where that's playing.
Yeah, or you would think, like, his cover of My Favorite Things or something, but it's...
Right. Yeah, amazing.
I remember, because Ascension's the first thing I heard from, well, that I knew was from him after Germ's gig one time. Me and Raymond at his pad, he plays me this thing, and I think it's a punk band.
Amazing.
Like the Germs, you know, like the gig we just saw. And he goes, no, man, that's John Coltrane.
Amazing.
I didn't even know he was dead, you know. I knew so little. The people I met in the movement that were so knowledgeable to music. Look, Bill, we're at the end of the first hour. January 9, 2023, edition Wap Pedro Show, special guest Bill Nace. Hold tight for hour two. January 9, 2023, it's the second hour of the Walk for Pedro Show.
flowery feelings draped in slight depravity. They only see what they wanna see. I love what they don't like about you, so it seems to me. Ways to me.
break out, 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 in cold sweat, and your bed's all wet. The virgin is sucking on my lip, snakes are tightening around my chest. Let me bleed, try not to choke. Swear to Christ, to the Holy Ghost, see it all, I see it all, I see it all. Strung on a wire, afraid to close my eyes. Just take me quick, if it's my time to die. You're gonna break out, 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 break out. Cold sweats, and your bed's all wet. The virgin Mary sucking on my neck, strings are tight, and around my chest. Let me blink, try not to choke. Swear to Christ, I see the Holy Ghost. I see it all, 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 I see it all. Thoughts are racing, demons chasing. Thoughts are racing, demons are chasing. You gotta break out, 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 break out.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour, Bill Mace's new record, and this is called E colon E. And then we have the Almighty Op with Broken and Both Ways. Al Margolis out of Chester, New York, the Iwana Al Margolis, and also cassette and CD, you know, all that stuff you got going. Kind of trading circles, rings and stuff in the 80s. Well, he's got this tune here, Watt Kazio, and he says this is dedicated to Mike Watt. So thank you very much, Brother Al Margolis. Then Dead Rays with Hars. And finally, Bill Mace, One Orange. Yeah, what about these titles? I mean, I asked you the title of the record, but what about the title of the pieces inside it?
Usually, you know, and kind of like how the album titles come up, I don't always, like, I have a lot of, you know, my one friend titles things and they're always kind of like deep literary references. I try to do more like a subconscious thing where I just kind of close my eyes, listen to it, and just see what phrases come into my head. And I kind of like that because it's just, I like to leave it a little more wide open. But some of them have, like, EE is short for this record store in Western Mass called Electric Eye Records.
Ah!
That my buddy Andy Crespo runs. And
a great pad.
Yeah, great spot. And the first time I had played, that was a piece that I had, like, played live a few times, and the first time I did it was at that shop, so I deemed it that. And then Boil First, that was kind of a edit from a longer track I did on a tape where all the titles were kind of just, you know, named after stuff in my house, because, you know, it was during the lockdown. So Boil First was just about making coffee.
Well, what are your thoughts on, like, a tune with lyrics in the title and then a tune that's instrumental in the title?
You know, the titles are always, like, the first one, I kind of just numbered them, and it was a bit of a reference to, like, Todd Dockstader's Eight Pieces record on Folkways, but it was also just, you know, it's the same with improvised records where you go back and name them after. For me, it's more of a necessary evil. Like, if it were up to me, I wouldn't name them at all, but I get why people, like, usually people I'm collaborating with maybe want to, but I don't, personally, it always feels a little, kind of like an afterthought.
Well, I put that out there because I think if it's a tune with lyrics, people wait for the lyrics, the verses and the chorus to figure it out.
Right.
But when there's an instrumental, all verbally, all you got is that title. So, like, for example, probably sure John Coltrane thought of Alabama before he did the song for those four little girls, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you read that title and you hear, now, later on, you know, I read about, wow, he was inspired by Dr. King's speech patterns in his raising. But in a way, you know, so much is in that title.
Yeah, that might be part of my, you know, there's a lot of pressure to it. It becomes another entry point, whereas you know, you really want the music to kind of speak for itself. So if you kind of blow it with a title, it can...
Well, I think, like, the classical guys would, like, just number them like, this is the third symphony I've done.
Right, right.
One. Yeah, there's the fifth one.
I kind of like that, but I can see how it's a little dry. I kind of try to do a bit of both just to push myself.
You're a straddler. You're straddler.
Yeah. Here, let's...
I want to play Crooked Teeth.
Thank you. the shade, open the curtain. I am hopeful, for this I am thankful. Each time I dance with bliss, miss the hiss of a bitter world. I am bored with negative conclusions.
Have you noticed the way things grow out into the spaces you thought were vacated? I saw a house in an old photo, near washing lines spread from the same two branches, although they've now grown and cast a deep moon shadow.
Wanted was a little more time.
What for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off Bill Nace's new record and Crooked Teeth. And then we had Diane Marie Clover with Took the Train. Maxine Funke after that with Oranges and the Oaks. Sara Davachi with Vanity of Ages. And finally, Bill Nace. And I saw the video for this, The Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Who my did buddy, who made that?
My buddy Jake McGinsky. He made that. Did you see that Milford Graves documentary that was out recently?
You know, the cat who made that lives in Pedro now. Neil?
Oh, no. Yeah, Jake McGinsky made that, and Neil helped him make it, and then Jake made this video for The Giant.
I mean, he really is Neil. Yeah, he told me he had this Lithuanian name.
He lived in Western Mass. I've known Neil forever.
He's in Pedro now. He's living in the pad.
Oh, cool.
Where Todd from Toys That Kill, I guess Sean's, his rhythm guitarist is living there now.
Oh, amazing. Street,
next to the Peck Manor where Raul used to live. Actually, the cat who helped build the town 150 years ago. All the plumbing's on the outside. It's trippy. But
yeah, I don't know if it's short for something, but he was always Neil Young in Western Mass.
Yeah,
definitely
okay.
Created some confusion sometimes.
Yeah. He's got kind of a Bob Lee look, and Bob Lee's got some Lithuanian in him, so I believe that's
okay.
Part of it.
Yeah.
What he's got going here, I guess he was doing out there, where he's trying to learn people horns, and he calls it out here, he calls it Tutti Pacifico. So in front of my prac pad at the Angels Gate Cultural Center here, it used to be the Fort MacArthur Army Base until they gave it to us to do art things. In fact, I'm the longest leaseholder there now, 36 years. I have the officer's head. I tore out all the shitters, put up a bulkhead and a hatch. And there's nothing like having your own prac pad, like when I heard about yours, And
oh, yeah.
There's nothing like it, right? Especially
me and
D. Boone not growing up, where we could play with the drummer and stuff. But anyway, I got this baritone horn on tour in Champaign, Illinois, in the late 80s, and I was, I'm going to learn this motherfucker, and I finally get to it, and it's because of Neil. So.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know, I think he came to Pedro because of Byron Coley told him to come here.
Oh, I don't know. I know pretty much wife got work out there, so I know that's why they moved out west, but.
Okay. And then the other lady that Byron, I can't remember her name, but she's in Long Beach. And I guess he wanted us to get like a power trio together. But in the meantime, I'm just going to try to learn some baritone horn from Neil.
So, oh, nice.
When you were talking about titles, you didn't discuss When Orange.
Yeah, that was one that was purely just a subconscious thing that just came up into my mind when I was listening to it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I try to go back and forth between like that approach and then something that might have a little bit of meaning for me, even if it's completely banal, but it's like open enough that I think people can bring their own thing to it.
Crooked Teeth?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Giant?
Same thing.
Okay, let's get into that video. Your buddy made it. Now, what'd you do? Did you just give him the tune and go with it, or did you like give him some direction or what?
No, yeah, there's three from the record that there's videos for, and all of them were just no direction, just gave them the tune. One was...
Oh, the same cat made all three?
No, it's a different... my friend Laurie Collier did one for Boyle First, and she's friends with Jay. She did a record called... a movie called Sunshine Junior that Jay did the soundtrack for.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, she directed that, and this is a great movie called Sherry Baby. So she did that. She did the one for Boyle First.
He told me he's working on a solo album right now. He just got off tour with Lou and Murph.
Oh, great.
He's also part of the fifth Unknown Instructors album with Joe Bison, George Hurley, and myself. We've made four of these things. And he actually was on the fourth one on guitar instead of Joe Bison. But he's going to play drums. You know he was a drummer first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe Baez is one of my favorite guitarists, hands down.
Yeah, right now he's having some trouble. He had what's that called? With the foggy cataracts.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So he has the surgery and everything. He can't drive his car. He can't ride his bike. He says even the chow on his plate looks like a lump of whatever.
Oh,
everything.
God.
Yeah, he's got no sight.
Ugh. Yeah, I just got readers over. I like this going to be like a old man talk now, but I got readers over a pandemic, and it's the same thing. If I'm eating it, it all starts to look a little blurry. I need my readers for reading and.
Yeah, are you are you 50s yet?
No, I'm 45, but like when
okay,
pandemic.
Okay, no,
hit,
no, but.
Just,
that's around late 40s, 50s.
Yeah. It just came on out of nowhere.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. I didn't wear them as a kid, you know, and then.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the journey. And, ain't it a trip, huh? I can't see.
Yeah,
yeah. You wake up, you can't see what fucking time it is.
Yeah, you're like, oh, energy is finite. Okay, this is finite.
And he just turns 70. And speaking of frailty, think of Spassky, because you know his lungs are. He's in the hospital right now. He's got this fibrosis thing. He's going to have a transplant. He had some strokes and some blood clots.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Man, I love that guy.
Yeah.
The fourth act. When Lee Ronaldo, he called it the fourth act. It's a tough shift. Tough shift to pull.
I just saw Lee like a week ago. We both sat in with Yola Tango for the night at one of their gigs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bitchin'.
Yeah, it was fun.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour. January 9, 2023. This is Wap Pedro Show special guest, Bill Nays. Hold tight for hour three. January 9, 2023. It's the third hour of the Wap Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Live for Pedro show. Banner lost to the vortex, Pete. We only get this here. It only works when that red light's on, right? Okay. This is start of the third hour off with Bill Nace doing Ann. Oh, that's what we did. We talked about one of the only Stooges songs we didn't do when I was helping those cats for 125 months. Didn't do We Will Fall or Ann off the first album. But we did all the songs and some Kill City thing.
Amazing.
Okay, and Victoria Shin, I think she's flying to Norway right now to be a big festival. This is part 1 of 8 of her piece, Red Breast. She's got something called a bass collar she puts around her neck, and it brings bass sounds. It's electronic.
Oh, yeah, she's...
You know about her, right? She's
Yeah.
I had her on the show. She told me she was going to school, maybe Harvard or something.
Yeah, that's where I met her, in Boston.
Okay. And for work, you know, to put herself through school, she got a job at a synthesizer manufacturer. And so she learned how to do all this shit.
Yeah,
she's
amazing.
Got her whole workshop now and all this. Yeah, she really is.
And, so cool.
Yeah. Incredible lady. Okay, Hammered Holes after that. That's Ian's brother. Mark Cisneros on the drums. Yeah, Mission Statement. Had him on the show last month. Then Etage 34 and Tenko. Tenko's a singer from Tokyo, from kind of that scene in the Lower East Side with John Zorn and stuff in the 80s. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Dan's. And Taj, it's a trio from France, and she did this collab a few years ago. And then finally, the last piece from your new album, Outro, makes sense. Bill Nace. So, yeah, I think you did a righteous record, you know. Is it out yet?
Yeah, it came out November 11th.
November 11th.
So yeah, I did a couple record release gigs in New York for it, and then one in Philly. And I had two to three weeks of gigs set up around it, which I had to cancel because of COVID.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But you said you're feeling better. So you think you're going to get up for another thing?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Some of those gigs are just gone, but some of them I'm working on.
They were just postponed. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I never used that word cancel. I just said postponed because it was just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Just trying to be hopeful. Because everybody's bumming so hard, you know, and I understand, you know. But, Jesus, what about graduating high school in 1941, December 7th, you know? You know, when people think how lame the situation was, I mean, there's probably been some worse ones. Yeah. I think maybe. And touring this record... You're not out to recreate the album.
No, I'm still, this is kind of not a long story, but medium, but I've been thinking about, so I made this, and then, you know, there's the whole vinyl delay, everything takes so long. So I really didn't have any idea when this thing was coming out, how long it would take. And during pandemic, like every time I was going back to try to play, just play guitar, I just was not, there was some, I don't know, I couldn't engage, I wanted something that was a little out of my comfort zone, and I got this like key Japanese instrument called the Tashigato, which is, it's electric, it's got pickups and stuff, and I've kind of been...
Does it have strings?
Yep, 4 strings that the keys affect, and then one that's set lower. And
what do you mean, like a drone?
Yeah, it's not sympathetic. It doesn't like buzz or anything, but it's like a drone string that you can hit if you want. There's an Indian version called the Shahi Baja, which has way more strings, and I think some of the strings are sympathetic on that one.
Okay.
But I'll email you a clip of it. But so I've been the past year and a half really just playing that out live and kind of dedicated to trying to really play that. And then this winter I was going to decide, like, is this record something I want to try to play out and, like, you know, reproduce in some way? Or so that would be something to kind of workshop this winter to figure out how and if I want to do that, and then probably do that in, like, the spring or summer.
Do you remember this gig you did a couple years in Philly there at the Free Library?
Yeah.
I found it on YouTube.com.
Amazing.
I want to play that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
last music for this edition, Rockford Pedro Show. Start off the chunk with Bill Nace, live at the Free Library of Philadelphia, May 30, 2019, Song Poems. Then we had Samuel Locke Ward out of Iowa City, Without Reason. Jean-Marc Montera and Tala McDonough's after that with Duo Per Lilio. I guess segment number one. And then finally, from the last album, both, and this is part seven, Bill Nace. I wanted people, because I felt the connect, so I thought it'd be a good thing to end on that so people could see the, like when I did my third opera, I played some Minutemen so people could see the connect.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're going to reschedule some tours up now that you got your health back and get this baby back out there. Although, fucking going out in January, February is kind of heavy. I-95 tour?
No, I'm going out west in February.
Yeah, that makes sense.
me and Kim have like...
Some body hit?
Yeah, we did one show a year ago because we did a trio record with Aaron Dilloway. Okay. So we did one show on that. But,
and didn't you do some gigs in France?
Oh yeah, she's been touring with her on her
solo. Oh, that's not body head. That's right.
No, yeah.
In fact, that's
solo.
Got like bass and drums and stuff.
Yeah, right? full band. Yeah, great bassist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard some of that. I think it was live over the internet or something.
Oh yeah,
some gig they did. Yeah. Okay, so the plan is to do some body head.
Yeah, this will be the first. The first, like, just straight up duo, I think, in like 3 years. We're gonna do one duo. I think we're gonna do one trio with Jim Shaw from Destroy All Monsters.
Sure.
And then I'm gonna do a solo gig.
Also, Mike Kelly, right?
And then
it like kind of evolved into like Niagara and Ronnie.
Yeah. It's such a weird. A lot of stages.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A lot of manifestations.
Yeah.
It's true. And then both the Ashton brothers told me Roger Miller actually grew up in Ann Arbor, and his parents were professors, and they'd let the kids come over and have parties.
Amazing.
It's a small world.
He's up in, like, Western Mass now.
No, is he? I thought he was in Vermont or in New
York. Yeah, Vermont. Yeah, I always think of it as all the same because it's so close to the border. But, yeah, He's in Vermont.
You know, I was in May. I was out there, but it's a park called the Berkshires by New York State Line.
Yeah.
It's where Nell's Wilco guys have that festival. It's an old It's an old factory they turned into an art gallery.
Yeah, Mass Mocha. That's a
great
spot. Right,
Mass Mocha. Yeah, it was.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it was good to see Nell's. We did like a 18-minute version of We Are Time with him or something. Wore him out for his main gig, but. I thank Mr. Tweedy big time. You know, Nels can play all this freaky music and this man subsidizes him. It's just so happening that way. So, okay, so you're going to do some gigs with Jim Shaw?
The one trio with, I think, Jim and Kim, and then one with Kim, one solo. And Twig's going to play one of those who you had on.
Oh, yeah, Twig. He's in Baltimore now these days, right?
He moved out to L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Yes, I haven't seen him since he moved. So, and then that's kind of what I have coming up next.
Okay. He's on the bill too. And that, where was he before Baltimore? He was
Chicago.
Chicago, right.
Yeah.
And he kind of makes things happen, right?
I mean, he owned a building in Baltimore.
That's what I was going to say. He had some like warehouse space or something.
And he worked on it constantly. Right, it was always changing and morphing, and really cool spot.
You got a website, right? Tell the people.
Man, I'm so terrible. So I finally got a Bandcamp for the label, so the label's up there digitally. And then I still have a blog spot, like it's 2001. I really need to just get a website, but I just don't.
And what do people look for? What's a URL for? Bandcamp one. Give that one.
It's just openmouthrecords.bandcamp.com.
Okay, people, go there, and that's the old blog spot. Yeah, there is some old news there, but it's for all them historians.
Indeed.
All right, they want the extant version. really, Righteous, I wish you the best of luck with these gigs and stuff. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime you get some new music. Or even if you don't, anytime you want, Bill, please come back on the show.
Thanks so much, Wyatt.
Absolutely. And I'm always so glad pleasure, you got your fucking health back.
You too, man.
Ain't it bitching to have health back? Yeah, you yes. never know until you yeah. lose it.
Yeah, it's yeah, exactly.
Right, right. Like they say, youth is wasted on the young. Well, good health is wasted on the people who ain't sick.
Yeah, true. That first round of COVID, I didn't think I was going to come out of that
yeah,
shit. So
yeah.
I'm
so glad you did.
Yeah,
I'm so glad
feeling
you did.
Thankful. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Keep on keeping on, buddy.
You too, man.
I will. We'll do.
Take care.
People. It's been the January 9, 2023 edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.